With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. By law, boaters are required to have a life jacket on board for every person, but those life jackets only work if you're wearing them. 14 people died in boating incidents last year in Wisconsin. Only two were wearing life jackets, and they were 3 and 5 years old. Lieutenant Darren Kuhn with the Wisconsin DNR.
It doesn't do a whole lot of good if it's stowed in a compartment and an emergency happens, the stress factor, fight or flight mechanism kicks in. The last thing somebody's going to think about is going into a compartment and trying to dig out a life jacket under everything else that's shoved on top of it.
Lack of life jackets on board is one of the most common violations the DNR sees among boaters. Kuhn says they issue close to 500 citations a year for it.
A common excuse for not is they're ugly, they're hot, they're uncomfortable. All true points 25, 30 years ago. But nowadays, they come in every color of the rainbow, every shape, every size. There's inflatable life jackets that you don't even know that you're wearing until you inflate them, or until they automatically inflate in the case of an emergency and you're already in the water. So those excuses no longer hold water, if you will. And we just really need people to wear their life jackets.
Wisconsin Boating Safety Certification, or out-of-state equivalent certification, is required for operators born on or after January 1, 1989. Severe weather ripped across Wisconsin, spawning reports of tornadoes in a number of locations Thursday. Touchdowns were reported in western and central Wisconsin. Dodge County had several tornadoes reported with significant damage in Juneau and Mayville. Mayville's mayor declared a state of emergency. The south side of the city suffered substantial damage, with homes and factories being impacted. One person was taken to a hospital after a roof collapsed. A total of at least 7 alerts went out from the National Weather Service about tornadoes being spotted around the state. Locations included St. Croix, Clark, and Columbia counties as well. In addition, the storms brought heavy wind and hail in locations around Wisconsin. The North Lakeland Discovery Center in Manitowish Waters is a nonprofit that wants to help connect people with nature. It does this in a lot of different ways, including school programs, various events, field trips, and its nature center. They also do conservation work in the area, like bat surveys and pulling invasives. Jenna Richardson is a naturalist for the Discovery Center.
We're all about just trying to connect people in whatever way. Some people want to get their hands dirty and go out and, you know, dig in the dirt with us and work in our gardens. And other people, you know, just want to be here for like an evening event, like we do our Nibbles and Knowledge throughout the fall and winter. And people just kind of want to sit and listen to a presentation. So no matter what the interest, you know, we're just trying to get people to continue conserving and protecting our natural resources here in the Northwoods.
The Discovery Center is funded by memberships, donations, and grants. Its biggest fundraiser of the year is coming up at the end of this month. Richardson says they try to make it festive with different performers, a dinner, and auctions.
All of this is going to be outside, so we have a couple tents set up overlooking the lake, so the ambience is just lovely. Last year, we had some rain in the morning, and then by the evening, we had the perfect, glowy evening for hours that night, so it was very special.
The big event is Saturday, June 7th. You can find more details on the fundraiser on the Discovery Center website. We have a link at WXPR.org. The Environmental Protection Agency says it will roll back limits on several types of what are known as forever chemicals in drinking water. The agency, however, will keep limits on two of the most common types, called PFOA and PFOS, although it will offer a 2-year deadline extension for utilities to comply. They now have until 2031. The agency says the changes will help protect Americans while giving water systems common sense flexibility. Environmental groups say the development shows the agency is abandoning common sense clean water rules. New data shows air travelers have some complaints about airlines. Alex Gonzalez has the story.
Air travelers filed about 67,000 complaints last year, up 9% from 2023, according to a new report from the PERG Education Fund. The top grievances were cancellations and delays, not receiving refunds, and luggage being lost or damaged. PERG Education Fund's Teresa Murray says the number of travelers was expected to increase by about 7% this year, but economic uncertainty and concerns from international travelers has curbed that. She says Delta, Southwest, and United have all indicated they'll cut their number of flights in the months ahead.
And then you throw in the safety issue. We don't have any way of knowing, and I don't think the airlines really know for sure what to expect in the months ahead. Although it certainly is expected that maybe we won't see a 7% increase in passengers this year.
I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
A Wisconsin judge accused of helping a man evade federal immigration agents has pleaded not guilty to federal charges. Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan entered the plea during an arraignment Thursday in federal court. She and her lawyers left after the brief hearing without talking to reporters. Dugan is charged with obstruction and concealing an individual to prevent arrest. According to an FBI affidavit, Dugan showed the man out of the back door of her courtroom last month after learning immigration agents were in the courthouse looking to arrest him for being in the country illegally. The case has escalated a clash between the Trump administration and Democrats over the president's sweeping immigration crackdown. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.